Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Sweet Bass. Guys, I got hooked to fishing. Seriously, I now want to become a fisherman and that's it. Maybe I jump into conclusions, but hear me out. And I think it has a lot to do with sales, if you ask me, but anyhow, any story in the fishing ends up in sales, so I'm not gonna go that route. Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here and you're listening to Sweet Bass, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for. Here in Agistri, in Greece, in the Greek island, I had quite a lot of free time. Yes, I was working on publishing the book because that was one of my priority. But other than that, I think I was more going to the beach, trying to lose some weight because if you recall, I'm still on that mission whereby my birthday I have to lose 20 kilos. Well, I'm on the right track, actually. More than half already. And I have 2 months, so everything is according to the plan. But side note, I started to get in compliments that I've lost weight, which is finally happening. Anyhow, I wanted to discuss about the fishing. You see some fishermen in the morning, in the afternoon, on the docks, and they are just throwing their hooks and spears and stuff. And Metodia, the little guy, Dad, can we start catching fish? And I was like, ah, that's boring. Who wants to catch fish? And it's interesting, but down the road, we saw a shop after a week in Greece. And I was like, okay, how much a hook could actually, a rod, how is it even called? The stick that you catch fish? I'll call it rod, whatever is the name, with the hook and everything. And it was like, I don't know, a toy. It was not a toy, it was a real one, but 20 euros. It's beyond even amateur. And we bought it, and I was like, well, here we go, now we can go capture some fish. I did a quick Google to figure out what kind of food the fish in Greece like, in the Mediterranean specifically. Well, they like bread, and guess what, there's plenty of bread around, so that was an easy one. But the hook was too big. We tried the first day, we couldn't catch anything. And then the landlord, where I'm staying for a whole month, he said, no, but this hook is for like big fishes, you need a very small if you're gonna try playing with your son on the dock, because for me it was the perfect team building. I wanted to find an activity, not just laying on the bed, but something with Metodia that he will remember because he's almost six already, so he's building lifetime memories. And one of the memories I wanted to be is that, well, when he was 5 and a half, he went to a Greek island and his father teach him how to fish. Really nice, right? Well, that's what we did. But anyhow, we went, we bought the smaller hooks. We double down on the bread and everything, and there you go, we've started catching fish, like 1, 2, 3, 4, and by big, I can say 15, 20 centimeters, big fishes. So I was hooked on the fishing as well, and Metodia was jumping around, we caught the fish, and I was like, now hold it, and then Maya comes in, what's going on, we're catching fish, and she wanted in on the game as well, and guess what, the other day I went to a fish road store and I bought a more professional hook. Well, the road was for Metodia was 20 euros, mine was 40 probably, still amateurish, but now we had two. So now we went to the dock again with the bread, we start catching fish, we are so excited and we got addicted. So we even changed, my wife wanted to do fishing, I wanted to do fishing, but the depressing part was that we can see the big fishes, they're just circling around, not touching the bread. And we were like, okay, maybe they don't like our food. So let's change the food. We went to the shop again, like, what do you have? And they said, well, we have sea worms, which are long ones. And we have tiny little shrimp that you can put it on the hook. We were like, okay, level number two. Let's try with that. It worked really good as well. We started catching bigger fish, so we were even more excited. And then we said, well, what happens with the octopus? How can we catch one? And then the landlord came in and said, well, you know what? For the octopus, you need a completely different equipment. There is a rope and there is some kind of animal on it. It's a plastic one. You throw it deep and then you slowly drag it toward you. and the octopus will see it and grab it and get stuck on the hook, and then you pick it up. I would love to end this story to say that guys have actually captured an octopus, but then unfortunately I didn't. So I tried for 3 days. It was level 3 in fishing, but I couldn't do it. But honestly, what I realized about the fishing, it was the peace of mind. You know, when you're at the lake, at the ocean, at the sea, at the dock even, it's you and the fish. You throw it, you see them moving. They're trying to feed themselves, I'm trying to catch them. So it was a mind game. We were dancing. And I found it fascinating because there were days when I woke up at 5 in the morning, everybody was sleeping, I would sneak out and go fishing from 5 till 8. And at the beginning, I was like, I'm going to wear my headset so I can listen to some podcasts, I can record some podcasts and those kind of stuff. Nothing. The moment I get there, I lose track of time. I was like, that's it. You're like, where did these 3 hours go? And I find it so peaceful that I figure out, well, this is meditation. The point where you go to somewhere and you don't do anything. You just play with the fishes and your mind starts floating and you don't think, you don't do anything. And I'm now a fisherman. I'm going to bring the rods and the hooks in other places that we're going to travel with Metodia. So I will probably have to buy one more because Maya now wants also to do the fishing. But I had a point with the story. Where was it? Yes. Sales. We always say fishing is similar to sales. Well, if you're putting the wrong rod, with the wrong hook, with the wrong bait, how can you catch the right fish? How is that different from sales? If you're selling an expensive service, but then you're making the wrong hook and the wrong rod and the wrong bait, there's no way you're going to catch the big fish. If you're catching a small fish, but then you're using a big hook, you're still not going to catch it. So think about it as the fishing metaphor. If you want to know, I mean, I assume you know who's your target audience, because without that you don't have a business, but knowing your target audience, if they are digital, would you post it, or if they're international, for example, would you post it on a billboard? Of course not. Billboard is very local, very geographical, and it would take you so much money to do any impact with that. If it's international, would you do ads? Of course. If it's an expensive service, 50,000 euros, would you put ads? Of course not. I wish there was a world when you just put a Facebook ad and saying, this is my 50,000 euro service by now, and people will click the ad and swipe their credit card. I wish. No, for that kind of fish, you need a different hook, a different bait, and a different route. So that's it, guys. I've realized that that's the whole point of sales. You know who you want to become your client, or what type of people you want to solve their problems, and then you adjust. You're seeing, well, where these people are hanging. Is there a community? Is there an online forum, a Facebook group maybe where they're hanging out, or somewhere? And you're saying, well, that's where I should put my ads and that's where I should put my stuff. And then if you're trying to catch a big fish with a wrong hook, it won't bite. It's like if you try to pitch me, I will show you how to make your first 100 euros online. And I'm like, sorry, that's not the right hook for me. For someone else, it could be the perfect hook. But that's it. That's why you need to know who you're targeting and figure out what's the right hook and the right bait. Because if you want to catch the perfect client, you need to plan everything. Really impressed with the fishing, guys. And the funny part is that as we were catching, I wanted to add the sales story, but for me, I'm more impressed with the fishing experience. We catch more than 10, 15 fish, and then they teach me how to prepare them. So the landlord actually showed me how to cut the heads and how to clean them inside, and then how to put them into flour, and then how to deep fry them. So, wow, fish, I like it, not that much, but when it's a fish that you've caught it and then you've prepared it, I think it's the best taste ever. I hope I inspired you, maybe it's for fishing, or if not for fishing, at least to reevaluate your sales channels, because how you get to the, how you find your prospect, what kind of hook, what kind of bait you're using, and how you're bringing them to you. That's all I had for today, guys. Have a great day. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bizbeesolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.